And welcome back inside the cave. Jeff Bowman, John Roberts with you here on a Monday morning. And now on the other end of our phone lines, we have a special guest with us, Adrian High School head volleyball coach, Carrie Davis. Good morning, Carrie. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good this morning.
Good to hear from you. Wanted to get you in. Couple reasons. Number one, we're getting closer and closer to the Lenawee County Tournament, not this weekend, but the following weekend, which will be held at Adrian High School. So I want to start getting some of the county volleyball coaches in to talk about their season. And also because you had a milestone win this weekend, and so we'll talk a little bit about that if you're okay with that. And certainly want to talk about the team this year and how they're doing as well. So for those of you that don't follow us on social media or maybe have not heard, over the weekend at the IDA tournament, Coach Davis earned her 500th career coaching win. So congratulations again. And
thank you.
What was that like? What was the feeling Saturday morning after you won that first match and got number 500?
Well, I mean, I knew going into the season I needed 18, but then literally after every time when I send something in to you guys or to the paper, I have to look at what my record was last time because I don't, like, remember it. I don't do anything like that. And then even Saturday morning, so I knew I needed one, but then how we won that match, we won the first set, and then we were winning 24-21 the second set, and it didn't even occur to me at that time. And then we let them tie it back up at 24, and we end up winning 27-25. So it didn't even hit me. We shook hands through the line until I started seeing, like, posters and signs and extra clapping. And then I was like, oh, gosh, that was it. So it wasn't – I mean, it wasn't something I was thinking about during the game. Even though, like I said, I knew going in I needed one, and I Kelsey Barrington happened to be there, and she was a former player and then coached, and she's in Utah now. And she said something to me before the match. She goes, "You're getting close, right?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, actually won." But then from that point on, it was completely out of my mind until the game was done.
Yeah, and of course the girls on the Adrian team, they had a little banner prepared for you. And I think, you know, they obviously knew. And so that had to be pretty rewarding that the girls, you know, number one, your current team recognized you in such a way.
Exactly.
And then, I was there in the gym, and it was great to see some of your former players from past teams there also. Coach Skelton, you mentioned Kelsey Barrington, some other girls from Tecumseh. I could not remember who some of them were. I remember them when they played, but they're older now, and so they don't look like high school girls anymore. And so I had forgotten some of those names.
Yep. Tiffany Bryan was there also, and she graduated the same year Morgan Skelton did, and she's coaching Tecumseh's freshman team now. So she happened to be there too.
Yeah, so that's got to be pretty rewarding for you that, you know, girls from your past as well as the girls that you're currently coaching were there to celebrate it with you.
Yes, it was. And I even heard from a couple more on Facebook, some old former Adrian players that are coaching high school, college, and stuff like that now too. So that's nice just to have, you know, to have that many women at this point like involved in the game, you know, and whether they went on and played in college or they're coaching now or whatever it is, there's so many out there that are still involved in the game. And I think that's the part that probably makes me the most proud, I think.
Yeah. Hey, Carrie, this is Jeff Bowman. I know, as you said, you know, the most proud with all the people that threw there. What are some of the memorable moments through this 500 wins? I know that, you know, there's a ton of them out there, but is there any couple that just kind of stand out that you really, that are special memories from your victories throughout your career?
Yeah, I would say early on, or probably middle of the Tecumseh years. We lost in the state finals in 2011, and there were some matches within that run that on paper we shouldn't have won, and on, you know, Marysville in the semifinals that year was a game that, and even Airport in the quarterfinals that year were games we probably, no one thought we were going to win. And then with Adrian's, when we went to the quarterfinals and we started out our regional play playing Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard, who was the defending state champs, and we played them in the first round of the regional and beat them. And I think that was a huge one. That same year, even beating Tecumseh in the district finals was an exciting match. And that's one I definitely remember almost play by play. I can watch it and I know what's going to happen every single time. So those are some big ones that I do know. And those stick out, but there's so many others in between. Like, there was, you know, a couple of years we won conference titles that Dexter was tough, you know, or stuff like that, that it was just really good matches, you know.
Well, it's awesome, though, to think that those are some of the better memories or the times where you really think that you kind of were the underdogs and were able to come out on top. Those are great memories.
Do you remember your first win?
No.
I thought I'd test your memory. You know, sometimes you really have to think about that if you've been involved in coaching for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, I know the players of my first varsity win, but then, you know, sometimes, like I was saying, some of the players that reached out before were from older days when I was coaching JV. Like,
sure.
It's been 31 years altogether, but the varsity wins have just been the last 16. This is my 16th season at varsity. So, I remember the players. I remember who was on the team. I remember that part, but I don't remember the first win. Because at that time, I probably didn't know that I planned on coaching for a long time. So it was just another day.
Sure, just another day. Gotcha. Well, you know, as I mentioned, we're about a week and a half here or so before the county tournament. The Maples having a pretty solid season so far. Should be one of the contenders on that Saturday in their gym. And tell us a little bit about this year's team.
This year's team, we have three seniors and five returning players from last year. So, but we've filled in a lot of those spots with girls that have improved so much from the beginning of the year till now, and even improvement on the returners also. So we have a strong core that, you know, has been playing together a while, but adding in some pieces, and there's been some kids standing out lately that have just been stepping up their game. And we're looking forward to kind of finishing out the season. And all teams have some bumps in the road, but we're trying to put it all together when it counts now. So heading into October, just with, you know, trying to be focused and avoid distractions and keep all that going. And the girls have been working really hard lately, and we've been able to, like, fine-tune some skills that the past couple of years we may not have even been able to get to that point, because we were still working on, you know, more basic things. But now we're getting to a point where we can, you know, start adding a few more things into practices and into things that are a little more, like, position focused, or, you know, just different kind of team elements that we're incorporating.
All right. Adrian High School volleyball coach Carrie Davis with us this morning. Coach, we want to thank you for taking some time out with us this morning. Congratulations on the milestone victory, and best of luck to the Maples going forward.
Okay, thank you.